First of all, Craig, tell us about this move and how it came about.
Just finished at Preston, seeing that I'd had enough there, but I wasn't going to move from there until I'd identified a good move for myself. And I'd identified, I follow football closely, and I'd identified Rotherham as a club that's exciting, and I wanted to get back into that environment.
It sounds like you had a few options then.
I had a couple of other options on longer deals, but it was important that I chose the right one, and it was about getting back to enjoying football and being in a successful team.
So what is it about Rotherham that stands out to you that makes you feel like you've come to the right place to start enjoying your football again?
I think it's still a potential of what can happen. I had a double promotion under Darren Ferguson at Peterborough United, and it was the best time I've had in football. Such a buzz, and the environment is, it's great to be in. So it was, thinking, I believe that Rotherham are geared to go up a division, if not two, in the next 3 years. So, that was a big factor in why I came over.
Was there any disappointment in the way things panned out in the end at Preston? Because that was a good move for you at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, football's football, isn't it? Some things work out, some things don't. It's a new era there. I wish them all the best. And, it's a new era for me as well. So, you always might look back and think, could things be a bit different? But, I'm just looking forward now, and like I say, I do get that feeling around the place, and I came to watch the Bradford game, and the supporters were absolutely, they were amazing. I get that feeling, and I think when you've had that feeling before and then you've been out of it for a couple of years, you strive to get that feeling and that environment back.
A lot of fans will have seen you play before, Craig, but for those that maybe haven't, tell us about your game and what the fans can expect to see from you on the pitch.
Yeah, you always get 100%. I enjoy the battle, I enjoy the physical side of the game, and that's what you'll get. I won't shirk away from a challenge or anything like that. You'll get 100% commitment every week.
What's your first impression of the squad here?
Yeah, I like it. When I come and watched, obviously against Bradford, there was three amazing goals, which I don't think Bradford could have done much about, but there's I think the gaffer's made it aware as well. He wants a couple more, and then that might finish off the squad. But no, I do look at the squad and think it's a very strong squad, and I think minimum sort of place where this squad should be looking to be is top six, and obviously what everyone wants is obviously in that top three in promotion.
And as you say, you had a chance to go to the Bradford game. Did you really sort of feel the momentum that has worked up at Rotherham over these last few weeks? They had a good pre-season, moving into the new stadium. There's a real buzz around the place, isn't there? In the town, not just with the football club.
Yeah, it's and that's what it brings. Winning brings that environment. As I touched on it before, I was involved in that for 2 years straight, and it's an amazing feeling. It's not just the players. Like you say, it affects the manager and the staff upstairs, and then it goes right through into obviously the supporters and beyond that, and it's fantastic as they're probably feeling great about things at the moment. It's just hope to continue it as the club moves forward.
What part did the gaffer play in convincing you this is the right move for you?
Just sat down with him and we spoke through things, and he was just, obviously didn't have to sell it to me because I'd been on the Saturday. So I'd already looked into the squad. I like my football, and I'd already looked at the squad and looked at, the fact that obviously the new stadium and, there was good backing. So he didn't really have to say much, so it was just a case of, just eager to get on with it.
Whereabouts are you in terms of being ready? Are you ready now to sort of, could you play tomorrow, for example, 90 minutes if required?
Yeah, I haven't had the game time that I would have liked over pre-season, but, adrenaline and the wanting and the willingness to do well would get me through 90 minutes. So, if called upon, I'll be stepping forward and giving my best.